The end of the Torah's section describing the Jewish slave, the Eved Ivri, and the discussions of when he can go free, either after a shorter period of time or eventually, if not sooner than during the Yovel year, during the Jubilee year, the Torah concludes that section at the end of Perek Kaf Hei by telling us, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, that the Jewish people are my servants, they're my slaves. They are my servants, they are my slaves, I took them out of the land of Egypt, I am the Lord your God. And fascinatingly, despite this focus about freedom and the preference for freedom and not being a slave, the Torah ends this section with a profound declaration that in fact we are truly and ultimately always slaves to Hashem. And this raises the question, one that the Sfas Emes gives great and considered thought to, what does it mean to be an Eved Hashem, to be God's servant or God's slave? What exactly does that mean? How does that look like? What form does it take? Says the Sfas Emes, simply, Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shamayim, Kabbalos Ol Malchus, Ol Mitzvos, an unwavering commitment to observe mitzvos based on an absolute acceptance of Hashem's authority over us. Simple to say, obviously not always simple to feel or to do. But this is such an important principle, says the Sfas Emes, that the Navi Yeshayahu in Perek Mem Tes says, V'yomer li avdi ata. Hashem says, you are my slaves. Similar theme, return to this theme. Yisrael asher b'cha espa'ar. And I take great pride in you, Jewish people, that you are my avadim. In other words, says the Sfas Emes, we see from this, that if we reach this level of being a true Eved Hashem, it's not just a shevach, a praise to the Jewish people, but in fact, it's something that Hashem himself takes great pride in. The question is why? What is the deeper message here? How can we understand why this is necessary, why this is important for us, and why Hashem would take such great pride in us when we achieve this exalted level? So the Sfas Emes continues and explains that the nature of our commitment to Hashem is that the more we understand, then the deeper our commitment and the higher we go. And even though usually we think of knowledge, so to speak, giving people a certain level of freedom, but in fact, says the Sfas Emes, the more knowledge we have of Hashem, the greater our Kabbalas, Ol Mitzvos, or Ol Malchus Shamayim is, then, in a somewhat paradoxical way, the more we feel bound. And that elevates us even more, and which in turn makes us even feel more enslaved, or more committed, or more bound, which creates and elevates us even more, which in turn gives us more a sense of Avdus. In other words, just like when it comes to the realm of knowledge, Torah or Lahavdil, anything else, the more we learn, the more we know, only then is the more we realize how little we know. Says the Sfas Emes, it's the same thing when it comes to our knowledge of Hashem. The higher levels of commitment that we can make, ein zeh michisaron das, says the Sfas Emes. This doesn't come from a lack of knowledge, but on the contrary, ela shehayedia ha'amitit mevi hachna'a zos. It's dafka, the more we know, the more we learn, the more we understand, the more we realize just in fact how indebted we are, how enslaved and committed we ought to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sfas Emes explains that even though the Torah here and in other places is using the term Eved, but when we are an Eved to Hashem on this higher level, he refers to that as achieving what we might call, or he calls, I should say, the level of being a Ben. What's the difference between the Ben, the son, or the prince of the king, and all the other subjects? After all, in the end, the king is the king over everyone, including his own children. So the Sfas Emes, but the Ben knows, the Ben is committed, not just out of fear, but because rather he knows that his father loves him, and he's committed to the truth of the father's kingship, because he truly and absolutely in his heart of hearts believes that it's the right thing, that it's the truth. You know, we're familiar with the expression, the truth will set you free. From the Torah perspective, that's at best incomplete. The truth will set you free from servitude to man, or to our more base desires. But the understanding of the truth of the universe, of Hashem, will actually make you even more committed and more of an Eved to Hashem. I think it's worth spending a few moments just to point out that kind of standing or lurking behind this beautiful presentation of the Sfas Emes and his understanding of why it's important for us and why Hashem takes so much pride in us achieving this is an assumption that is worth exploring and elaborating on for a moment, and that is that there is no such thing as absolute freedom. That's illusory and a fantasy. We're always enslaved. We're always dependent on or acted upon by something. The only question is what? It starts with things as basic as the laws of nature, for example, gravity. There's no way to get free of that. We're beholden to it, no matter what. And even slightly more subtly, but just as basic, our needs for food, our need for sleep. A person might genuinely want to be freed from the need to eat, freed from the need to sleep. Well, guess what? There's nothing you could do about that. We are enslaved, in a sense, to that need. So the real question is, as we move up the ladder to things which, in fact, are less absolutely necessary, so we actually do have some element of choice, what will we choose to be enslaved to? To our more base and animalistic desires for power, for honor, and for physical pleasure? Or we can be enslaved to mitzvos, the values of the Torah, and other more elevated ideals. It is built into the hard wiring of the human condition that the more we commit to those spiritual and elevated values, the less we become beholden to the more physical ones. The idea of obligation, of mechuyavut, is critical, because without that, if we don't have a sense of that, we quickly devolve into slaves of our own passions. There is no absolute freedom. We can't say, I want to be free from the obligations of the Torah and free from everything else. I want to be totally free. It simply doesn't work. If we don't have the commitments to the Torah, ultimately something else will enslave us. The more we commit, and especially when we do so because we know it's true, not just out of obligation, but out of commitment to the values and the virtues and the truth of the Torah and the goodness of the Torah, then the more impact it has and the more powerful that impact is on us. As Rabbi Yehuda Halevi so beautifully says, Avdei Zman, Avdei Avadim Heim. If you're slave to something that's temporal, something that's limited in time, you're just a slave to another slave. However, if you're Eved Hashem, Hu Levad Chavshi, only the Eved to Hashem is truly free.